Thank you, baby. Jumping this morning. David Lee Roth, Roth Radio. I'm going to go back to an important topic. We started off with this one, and we're getting emails piled up to the ceiling here. Rockstar 2, the television show, the reality show, the comedy show. Van Halen reported to be the Rockstar 2 group. They've reported it before. This time, Van Halen publicist Larry Salters told them, "I'm not denying it. I'm not going to answer any more questions about it." And I got a thing here that had a schedule for all of the people who are going to be trying out in Austin, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, Atlanta, Georgia. What do you think about this? 866-313-3733. Is Eddie even going to make it to the couch? Is he even going to be able to sit upright on the couch? What's going on here? What do you think, P. Young? You're a guitar player. Is he even capable of making the groove anymore?
Just hearing stories, you know.
What are you hearing stories of from the road when he's been partying, huh? This is an interesting call, because I don't know who else would they pick to be the singer here. I called them up at the beginning of the year before I even took this gig. And I said, guys, even if I do the radio thing, how much energy do you actually have? They go out and do a 90-day tour. That's summer vacation. That's June 15th, 3 o'clock, just like in high school, all the way up till what? Labor Day. Come on. I says, I'll be back here at the Downbeat 6 o'clock 2 days after the end of the tour. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. They have the brighter idea. It's not exactly Ford, but they think they got the better idea. Citing unspecified sources, the site reports that Van Halen is in the market for a new lead singer, and the marketplace will be the upcoming reality show. Tell me what you think of this. 866-313-3733, DavidLeeRoth.com or the DavidLeeRothShow.com. Talk to me, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. What do you think, Animal? Is this a good idea, or is this another misfired shot?
Man, this is like a train wreck wrecking to happen, man. I think he's, you know, I don't know what his problem is, man, but I hope he can get it together and do the right thing and call you, man. But the way it's looking, man, it's not going to happen and stuff. But if it do, it'll be a great thing, and it could be something large.
So what's the vision? What's the vision? That they're going to hire some new singer, they're going to write all new material, and then they're going to go and tour behind that? They averaged 6,700 people a show on the last Hagar tour. That's it. The last time that I played with them, we averaged 22,000 people a show times two shows per every single city. This is a band that's been offered as much as the Rolling Stones to go back out and do a little reunion, give the fans what they want, sell back a little youth, sell back a little happiness, and then we all go our own way. I'm going to be back in broadcasting. I'm sure Eddie will do solo albums or whatever. But until we do that, I'm absolutely convinced that no musical project that either of us do is going to get the full share of respect that it deserves. You tell me what you think. 866-313-3733. Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight. Go ahead, friend.
Hello, Dave.
You're on.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Richie, dude. I'm a big, huge, huge fan. I've been a fan since 1980. About the whole Van Halen thing, I mean, I don't know how to say it, but why don't you guys just patch it up and do it together, you know?
Yeah, I've said that many times. It's all me said, you said, that I owe you $20, that you stole 20 for me. Who cares?
Yeah.
Come back again when you're a little younger is my attitude. Hey, not you, my friend, but Eddie and the boys. Realistically, life is short and it's getting shorter. Hutch said to me, Dave, how old are you? I said, I'm 51. He said, I'm older than you. I said, no, you're not. You haven't seen my x-rays. I'm not kidding, man. The clock on the clubhouse wall ticks away. What, you want to wander out there, rockers and walkers, 10 years from now and sort of gamely represent what was before, kind of transparently? No way. Everybody's at the top of their game right now. Let's not screw this up, okay? 866-313-3733. Take the next one, babe. David Lee Roth, you're on. Go. What do you think, friend?
Van Halen died the day you left, dude. And we used to listen to you when we were jumping out of planes in the Navy. I would be piped through the plane. And I tell you what, you're not jumping when you're listening to Sammy Hagar.
Hey, thanks for calling. Right on. Maybe they should get Janet Jackson. She's about 30 pounds overweight, and if she's still got the perm, that's Sammy all over again, right? 866-313-3733. Just jam through here.
Who's we got Billy.
On? Billy, you're on.
Hey, man, why don't you guys do the Metallica thing and do the Goof Therapy and make a movie out of it?
Oh, my God. That's a reality show in itself. That's such a twisted pleasure.
Go on regular TV or cable?
I saw the real one. I saw it on cable.
No, I mean, if you guys were to do it.
Oh, if we were going to do it?
Yeah.
I don't even know that these guys could get through that kind of a rigmarole. Obviously, getting out of bed at 4 in the morning is not an issue for me. Just making it to rehearsal has been an issue for 20 years with Eddie Van Halen, okay? I don't know that group therapy is going to be anything but another excuse for the guys to go, wow, he was insensitive. Of course I was. I'm a lead singer, man. Get over it. Come back when you're younger is my attitude. What do you think?
He said, I think just put it all behind them, man, you know, and it's like rock and roll. Egos are going to be hurt in the big leagues, you know?
Yeah, and these kinds of egos, this kind of fragile, made of paperness, is probably the hallmark of a 12-year-old. Time to grow up a little. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, you're on. You're in the spotlight.
Goldie,
is this
Don
a good
James,
idea?
How you doing?
Go ahead, Goldie.
Let me tell you right now, this is such a crime that the fans are being robbed of you guys being reunited. This was the original good time rock and roll band. It's summer, it's sunscreen, it's bikinis, and Eddie's got to wake up and smell the coffee because he looks like death warmed over, and he may not have many more years left to do any of this stuff.
Yeah,
he's going to come to his senses.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it even louder than you said it here. This is a fracturable bunch here. This is a fragile unit, okay? The guys in the band are not 100% on the mark here medically, okay? Everybody took a lot of hard beatings in the 70s and the 80s here. I'm lucky that I still got the high note. I'm lucky that I can still mobilize around that stage. I'm lucky and I'm privileged that I can even remember all the lyrics to the words. By all medical justification, I shouldn't even be doing this job now. I should be somewhere in Miami like a retired old gangster, like Hyman Roth in The Godfather, slicing up Cuba going, "Yes, for the Barzini boys, I'll give them the rhythm section."
How much money do you think this would be worth?
Oh, easily over $1 million a show, and that's just for starters here. How much is U2 making for their shows? About $3.5 million per show. And you know what? The common call is, well, it's not about the money. Great, you can take yours and give it to the Cancer Research Fund. What about now, punk? What's your excuse now, punk? You're gonna short the kids on that? You give the community a good time? You give people their youth back for a couple of hours? And if it's not about the money, then give it to the Police Athletic League and shut up, man. Come on. Give me the next one, baby. Give me the one more time here. Roth Radio,
Mike.
New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and Mike. You're on, Mike. What's your thoughts on this? Go ahead.
Hey, man. Huge fan. Me and my 13-year-old son, we see every time you come around. But my thought is, I know you don't get along with this band. Hang on, boys, but what about Michael Anthony?
Oh, I get along with any of these guys. Come on, man. I can interview a Dalmatian and get you 20 minutes of entertainment here. As far as hanging out in airports, we don't even have to hang out together. I know right. The words to Running with the Devil. I've been living with them for a very, very long time. It's not something that requires a whole lot of homework on my part. In terms of playing the guitar, hey, if you're a real guitar player, then you know those songs, especially if you wrote them. What you have is a lot of panty-waist crybaby caught with your pants down. Oh, my feelings are hurt. Roth is insane. Sensitive. So what? Like I said, grow up and come back when you're a little bit younger. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, Dave. It's got to happen. It'll be the reunion of the lifetime.
I think it's going to be an embarrassment to watch these guys sitting on a tattered couch watching a lot of amateur wannabes who are trying to cut the corner, and instead of finding their own way through the club circuit and the bar circuit and the restaurant circuit and the bar mitzvah circuit and the wedding circuit and the funeral circuit and every circuit, that's where you got to get it. Hey, kids, knock it off. Stop cutting the corners. If you have enough talent to sing in front of a great band like Van Halen, then you have more than enough to make your own career. Hey, Eddie, stop wasting everybody's time. Thanks for giving us a call. 866-313-3733. Talking to David Lee Roth, and we're discussing the imminent Van Halen reported to be Rockstar 2 group, citing unspecific sources. The site reports that Van Halen is in the market for a new lead singer, and the marketplace will be coming the upcoming reality show. This is unreality to me. This is fantasy, utopian, crash and burn to me. Hit the next caller there, Hutch.
It's Frank. Let's get Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, listen, is there still a drug problem with these guys or what?
I don't know if there's a drug problem, but there's something chemical.
Every time they generated any excitement when there was talk of a reunion.
Yep.
When you appeared with them, one of the disc jockeys made a statement, totally outrageous. He said, there's Van Halen the way that God meant it to be.
Oh, it was an amazing thing. When we walked out on stage at the MTV Awards, every single person in the entire building went ballistic. It got a standing ovation. And the only sour case in the entire room was Eddie Van Winkle. Wake up, Eddie. It's been 20 years, okay? Everybody is celebrating. It's not just your little barbecue. You want to eat alone? Cook a TV dinner, homeboy. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Is anybody going to watch this show? Why would you watch the show? I'd watch it. It's a guilty pleasure. Same way that I watch the Hilfiger girls. The same way that I watch the Gastineau girls. The same way that I watch most reality shows to see the car crash. I don't watch to see who's going to sing the best. I watch to see who sings the worst. I can't even tell you anybody besides the one chick, but anytime somebody says William Hung, La Vida Loca, I know exactly who you're talking about. No, it's She Bangs. I know his discography because that's the car crash that happened in the show. What are you thinking, Brian?
I want to see some guy try to just do the splits.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will try that. And you're going to get the guys with the long hair, and then you're going to get the guys who are going to change the face of Van Halen. They're going to come from downtown where I've been living, okay, with a crew cut and a nose bolt and a neo-primitive tattoo, and they're going to do their version of Trent Reznor. I love Trent. Just, I don't know if he's running with the devil. 866-313-3733. One more on the floor.
John.
Roth Radio. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Dave. You know, I think these guys think because they brought Sammy in and had some degree of success still that they can just bring in anybody. And I don't know what your relationship with Sammy is like these days, but at least he was a veteran entertainer at the time. You know, he had been around and paid his dues. Now, you can't just bring in, you know, anybody. It's like I went to see Journey without Steve Perry, and it's not the same, you know?
Yeah, I do know. And, you know, you're talking about Sam coming into the band. Most people are not aware of this. We checked with the Record Industry Association of America, who counts up all the record sales approximately 6 months ago. Sammy Hagar has sold almost exactly half the number of records that I sold with Van Halen in the United States, and a little bit less than half the number of records that we sold in the rest of the worldwide, in Europe, Japan, etc., okay? He was half as successful. I'm convinced that all Van Halen fans dig the original classic arrangement when Roth was the drum major. Only half of them dug it when Fat Sammy was rocking the world or making his best efforts, and it's been a disintegration going from there. And again, I'm convinced that until we get this closure in the audience's mind, until we deliver the goods, then nothing they do musically is going to get the credit, the support, or the salute that it may well deserve. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, everybody wants to see it, and you're right. I mean, it's the only way it's going to really be the true Van Halen is if you're back with them.
Are you going to watch the show if this show turns out? Are you going to watch the reality show when they audition new singers?
I never watch reality shows. I don't even watch American Idol.
Not even as a guilty pleasure?
Not even as a couple of pleasure. It's just the talent of the singers. You know, there's good rock singers. There's not very good many good pop singers anymore, as far as people on the level of, you know, like old singers like Rosemary Clooney, that sort of.
Yeah, well, they're cutting corners. Instead of growing up with their own act, instead of growing up through the Chitlin' Circuit or whatever the reasonable facsimile is, they decided they'd cut a corner. Woof. People ask me, what's it like trying to fill Howard Stern's shoes? I said, no way. Nobody's ever going to fill those shoes. Hopefully this show is completely unique. I would never fit into that show, never verse Visa. It's going to be really interesting to watch 9 versions of Bo Biche try and squeeze himself into 25 years of mighty legend. Speaking of which, the legend continues tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great Valentine's Day. Wish me happy Valentine's Day, or I'm going to send the vice president after you.